We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We hope you will join us as we attempt to turn what's been a downer, a bummer, a negative into a positive here, highlighting our senior superstars in a way, let's be honest, that may not have happened otherwise, right? Want to do what we can here at ESPN Upstate to give back and to highlight these amazing young superstars, the future of tomorrow. And leading us off with our first senior sports spotlight interview, she is a graduating senior from Greenville High School, varsity tennis player for 6 years. She's been doing this since seventh grade and dominating. She's also in the top 7% of her class. Leighton Powell joins us right now in our senior sports spotlight. Leighton, congratulations. It is an honor to speak with you. Thank you so much for joining us here on Offsides.
Hi, thank you so much for having me and doing this for all of the seniors.
Oh, absolutely. We are blessed and proud to do it, Leighton. It is awesome to be joined by you. And I say that despite the fact that I went to the University of Florida and you're going to the University of Georgia. How can we reconcile this, Leighton?
That might be a little hard. All I can say is go Dogs.
Yeah, all I can say is go Dogs, and we've lost to you guys 3 years in a row, and I can't handle any more of it, Leighton. I can't handle any more of it.
About to make it four.
Listen, she's already running smack, Lonzo. Already running smack at the beginning of the interview. It takes her 1 minute here, okay? I was trying to be nice and look at Leighton as just swinging from the waist here. So Leighton, I'll tell you what. Greenville High School, to anyone that hasn't driven by there, and maybe I'm only talking to myself because I'm relatively new in the area, in quarantine here, one day where I just had to get out and take a drive, I just went and I visited your campus. Like, there were some roads around the campus that I could access. That is one of the most picturesque and beautiful campuses, Leighton, I have ever seen. It looks like it's right out of a movie with the hill and the fact like that the football stadium, it looks like they like blew a hole out of the ground and just stuck the football stadium in there. It's amazing. It looks absolutely amazing, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. It's such a beautiful school inside and out. I really could not have asked for a better high school to go to. And I love the people, and it's so historic, and I really just love Greenville High.
Lonzo, do you hear how she's saying yes, sir, to me? I've been trying to get you to do that for a year and a half unsuccessfully. I don't know what I need to do.
I'm older than you. It should be the opposite.
Leighton Powell joining us here on the show. So, Leighton, let's shoot straight here. This whole thing is hard, isn't it? I mean, this is so hard. Can you share with me everything that you missed out on in this particular senior season? Like, what would you have been able to do that was ripped away from you?
Well, it definitely has been filled with some disappointment with losing my senior prom and a lot of lost time with my friends and really seeing my teachers for the last 2 months. And I really would love to just be able to walk around inside Greenville High one more time. And knowing it was my last day there is kind of hard to think about. But I was just so thankful that I was able to have my tennis season and that it was in the fall. And of course, I feel so horrible for the spring athletes that didn't get their senior season. So I'm always thankful for that. But there's always those last memories that I would have loved to have at Greenville High.
You know, as Leighton Powell, a star tennis player of Greenville High School, joining us here on the show, I always believe, Leighton, that with every challenge that life brings us, there's an opportunity in there, right? Whenever my greatest heartaches in my life have been when I've had to say goodbye to family pets. I am blessed that my mom and dad are still with us. When I've had to say goodbye to grandparents, that's been very difficult. I've had my heart broken in a couple of engagements that that failed. And with each and every one of those, I realized that I was made stronger from that in some way. So can I ask you if you've thought about this and what shining light may come out of a situation that just seems so tough on the surface? What shining light is there?
Well, there's definitely a silver lining. I'm always thankful for the time I get to spend with my family now because I'm leaving for college. So I will always be thankful for this time I have just being with my family. And I have an older sister who's in college, and just being able to be around her the whole time has been amazing. And I think eventually once we're all on the other side of this, that there is some good that came out of it, and we'll eventually see it.
You know, Leighton, I think, you know, I want you to realize this is that, you know, we're already moved. Do you have textbooks anymore in high school or no?
We have them, but I have to say they pretty much stay in my locker.
Same. Exactly the same. Even when they used them, and that was the only form of learning back in the day. So do most teachers, are you learning from tablets now these days?
Greenville High gives us Chromebooks. Last year they started providing us with Chromebooks, so we use those.
Okay. I was most recently a high school teacher before I moved here last year, and I taught in Houston, Texas, you know, and it was just an incredible experience for me to be able to help out young kids and to help them find their passion in terms of what they want to do in their lives moving forward. I think in whatever format, in whatever medium they're teaching kids 100 years from now, Leighton, they're going to be reading about you. You know, they're going to be reading about kids that didn't get to walk, kids that didn't get to go to their, go to their senior prom, kids that didn't get to finish their athletic seasons. And you will have made it through one of the most trying times in American history, maybe the most trying time in American history. You will have made it through that. And I think in some time, Leighton, when you look back, maybe 10, 15, 20 years from now, people will start to wear this time as a badge of honor. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. And it's kind of hard to believe that, in that, like you said, in 10 years, they'll be kind of learning about us and maybe like using this as how to move forward. It's very hard to believe that just in the future, they'll be learning about everything we went through. But I do think, like you said, it will be a badge of honor. And I think everyone who has gone through this is going to be a better person because of it.
So are you going to Georgia to be the next Steffi Graf?
I might play some club or intramural tennis.
There you go. But there you go. What do you want to do?
I'm going to be studying sports marketing.
Fantastic. So,
yes, sir. I hope to pursue that in the future. And I'm very passionate about, like, sports and football, of course, because I will always cheer on my Georgia Bulldogs. So I'm very passionate about sports, and I'd love to pursue a career in all sports.
Yeah. So Leighton, with that, what would you say your dream job would be? Like, if I'm asking you today, I am working in my dream job right now. Isn't that cool? Right. I went to the University of Florida, the greatest institution of higher learning in all the land. I went to that university to study this. I got a music scholarship, but I was torn in terms of did I want to go in the music direction or did I want to go in the sports media direction? Ended up going in the sports media direction. Don't worry. My producer still makes fun of me for being in the band, though. And it was an amazing experience. Right. But I decided that this was my dream job. So 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago when I was teaching, I said to myself, if I ever have the chance to get a full-time job again doing a show every single day, and it was in a place that I would like to live in, I would consider going for that. And so here I am. What is your dream job?
Well, probably work for ESPN, but also if UGA would give me a job, that would be pretty much a dream job too.
You realize this is an ESPN affiliate, Leighton? Do you want to take back any of those things that you said about the University of Florida? Do you want to? I mean, now's your chance.
I'm just going to keep saying go dogs.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening. I don't think that's happening. So we've already established you're in the top 7% of your class. So I was in the top 75% of my class. I want to let you know that, okay? If you took the top 75%, I was in there. All right? I'm very, very proud of that fact. So how does that feel? Thank you very much. How does that feel to be in the top 7%?
Well, I think it's very rewarding since I worked very hard for my grades. I'm kind of OCD about it with my color-coded notes and all my different colored pens and markers. So I worked really hard, and I was – it doesn't really come easy for me, but I definitely had to work for it, and I think it's very rewarding to be able to say that I was in the top 7%. I'm very proud.
That's fantastic. We're proud of you. What's it like being the senior class president?
Oh, it's so fun. I love it. I love representing my class. I love representing my school. I love being involved and just working for the school. And I think leadership is a very big part of my life. So I think leadership being a passion and Greenville High being a passion of mine, I just think that being senior class president is one of the best positions I could ask for.
I'll tell you what, Leighton, and I'd like to ask you this. What to you are some great principles of leadership? Let me tell you what I do. I used to sell, before I got into this, I used to sell management development training programs. So we would sell programs that would allow managers to become better and more efficient at what they do. There was a page that we had that was called the 11 Markers of Leadership, right? And I would, I still have that paper, and it's on my desk in my office at work. And each week on Monday, I pull that sheet out, and I look at the 11 markers of leadership. And it's like encourages others, presents a vision for the future, things like that. And I will look at one of those things each week and decide which one I'm going to work on this week here in the office. I'm going to encourage others this week. And then that week, I make that my focus. So what do you think makes a good leader? What are some traits of good leaders?
Well, I definitely think that when you are a leader, you have to know that people are looking up to you and learning, and they're looking for you to guide them and lead them and kind of tell them what to do. And I think a lot of it is meeting new people and being able to adapt and work with all different types of people and lead by example, pretty much, and just be the best version of yourself, because the people that you are leading are looking for you to be an example. So I think being the best that you can be is key.
I got to tell you, Leighton, I think you're incredibly impressive. I think your parents have done a wonderful job. I think they've done a wonderful job. They were so helpful. Yes, they were so helpful and delightful in helping us set this up. And whereas my heart breaks for you for what you missed out on, I have no doubt you're more than going to make up for that with unbelievable life experiences that are coming your way here in the very near future. So all I want to say to you is that we are pulling for you. We are thinking of you. And we know you're going to do great things, even if you are going to the University of Georgia.
Thank you so much for your kindness. That means a lot to me.
No problem at all. Leighton, thank you so much for joining us. And please thank your parents as well. And we look forward to keeping up with you down the line and hearing all the great things that are coming your way. All right?
Thank you so much. Go dogs.
She had to get that in there. You see that? She had to get that in there. Leighton Powell, Graduating senior from Greenville High School, varsity tennis for 6 years, seventh grade. She's been doing that since seventh grade. Top spot in the singles and doubles on the varsity team. Back-to-back state champions in 2016 and 2017, and the runner-up in 2019. She's been all-region and all-state during her years on the tennis team. Lonzo, I don't know how you can hear her all her accomplishments and not feel like I do. Vastly inferior. Vastly inferior.
I'm just proud of the fact that parents are nominating their kids to come on and do this, because it's got to be really difficult as an athlete or a kid in general to not get to do the things that we take for granted and have been taken away from them this year.
Yeah, indeed. And gosh, what a cool thing, man. And so happy for Leighton and what's coming for her here in the future. All right. Coming up next on the show, congratulations. You've been awarded an expansion franchise in a sport of your choosing here in the upstate. Fill in the blanks. Let us know the five W's, because the award is yours. And that is next, right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy to be here with you on a Monday edition of the show. Wonderful to be here with you. A texter says, OMG, Lonzo, nailed it. Five angry mobsters delivering the pizza, and they didn't mention the two with the dueling banjos. I wonder why they left that out. What were the five mobsters' names that delivered the pizza to Michael Jordan at the Salt Lake City Marriott? One of them's last name was Buttafuoco. Lonzo, what were the other names?
Vinny, Bobby, Three Fingers. You don't want to mess with Three Fingers. He lost those two fingers.
Listen, no better than to mess. No better than to mess with the Three Fingers. You got me? You got me? Here's the thing I always tell people. All right? So I'm Italian. Lonzo, what are you?
American.
But what's your ancestry? We're all from somewhere.
I don't know.
You don't know?
As far as I'm concerned, it started with me. I don't know.
Okay. Fair enough. So I'm Italian, right? And here's the truth about Italian families. My parents would object to this. Like, I'll hear from this later, Lonzo. My parents will say, you said what? Every Italian family, and I need to be given license to explain here, is like a little mafia. And here's what I mean by that. If anybody is threatened in the family, the whole family comes together to mount a defense. And an Italian family, messing with an Italian family is one of the worst possible things you could do. But, you know, like, I don't know what it is, Lonzo, but it's always kind of, you know, look, nobody in my family is running like a Godfather operation or anything like that. But when anybody in the family is threatened, you know, like the spears come out, right? The gate is drawn, and you're kind of, you know, like you've got an unbelievable defense system in place. So that's what it was like growing up in an Italian family, really my whole life. All right, here's how you can be a part of what we're doing. You can give us a ring at 1-844-477-3776. That number again is 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Just start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter, at ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, at M-A-R-C Ryan on Air. That's at Mark Ryan on Air. And finally, email, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com is how you can be a part of what we've got going on. Some bad news to share with you right now. Furman Baseball. This is tough for me, man. Furman Baseball has been informed that the baseball program is being cut, sources told D1 Baseball. This comes from Kendall Rogers. Furman was a member of the SoCon and finished the 2019 campaign with 13 conference wins. Just a sad day for the in the Palmetto State. Michael Stathakis wants me to know that he's hearing that lacrosse is set to be cut too. Lonzo, I've never been a lacrosse guy. You have never been a baseball guy. But this is a hard day. This is a really, really, really hard day when these things start to happen. You know, I heard it last week. I heard it over the weekend. It happened to the Akron Zips. Then it happened to Bowling Green. Got rid of one of their athletic teams. And for whatever reason, right, I think there's this feeling among us, number one, that we're not going to have any of our teams removed, and that number two, that COVID isn't going to affect us. And, you know, that's a really, really scary place to be when it feels like it's something that only happens to other people. Then when it happens on your own lawn, it's a really, really, really different situation. My heart goes out to the Furman baseball team that this has happened. And I guess, Lonzo, my big surprise in all of this is the acknowledgement that all of these athletic programs were obviously operating on very, very, very thin margins. I mean, we have to be acknowledging this, right? This thing has been going on 2 months. And the baseball team's already cut after 2 months. And this is why I always say to people that are like, every single college athlete should be paid. And I say, you don't understand, the money's not there. Then they look at the multi-million dollar, billion dollar contracts and they say, where's all that money going to? And I'm here to tell you that only 25 out of 125 football programs profited. In 2017, only 25 out of 125 profited. That's one out of five were profitable. The rest were not profitable. And so you're seeing just how small these financial margins are when Furman, now you're on the Furman campus. You know, what do you think of Furman when you visit that campus? You think there's some people here with money. You think this is as good as a college campus gets. You think this is pristine, this is beautiful, you think you've never seen any other campus that looks this way, and you just assume that the place is just rolling in money. And here is proof, we're already seeing it 2 months in, that that's absolutely not the case. Lonzo, you know, look, I hope this is one of the only cuts that we're going to hear in our area, but I'm afraid that it might not be the case.
Very unfortunate that kids work their entire high school career to get to be able to go and play a sport on the college level, and now some of those are being eliminated. And on a personal note, the more of these things become eliminated, the lesser chance we have of still being here. So it definitely affects us all.
It absolutely most positively does. Certainly, and Lonzo, I don't know if you remember this, but when we were getting our haircut at V's Barbershop, in the V's Barbershop with us were Furman baseball players. That day when we did the show live at V's, Furman baseball players were in there with us, and none of us had any idea that this was going. Ann tweets in, and she says, "What? How can FU cut the baseball team? Not okay. Not okay at all." Rachel, it's a matter of necessity. Like, why have I had so many friends in the media business, in the sports radio business, lose their jobs already? You know, why are all of us who still have jobs in the sports media business clinging to them for life? because everything has changed. The dynamic of all of this has changed. And it seems like it's just happened overnight, but the money that's lost, the money that's projected to be lost, these teams are now calculating and projecting into the future. Furman's saying, okay, we got to rely on football for a significant amount of income. We don't have the television contract, and now we might not have any fans this year. So what do we need to do? What do we need to do to recoup those costs right now? It's a sad, sad deal, man. It really is a sad, sad deal. But I'm encouraged and hopeful that we will have better treatments coming here in the future. And I'm hopeful that we will figure out a way to continue to reopen society here safely. Texter says Furman sucks. Go Wofford. Listen, I almost kind of respect that. Even today, where that Wofford Terrier dude, this might be a low blow from you today. This might be a low blow. This might be, below the belt. I respect the fact that you're still championing the rivalry today, man. I really, really am. So good for you on that. Okay, I teased this before the break. I am going to give you guys the opportunity right now. Okay, let's do something fun off the grid, right? A little bit different. I'm going to award each and every one of you an expansion franchise wherever you want it. Okay, whatever sport you want, you can have. Whatever city you want, you can have. Whatever team name you want, you can have. All right? Whatever it is that you want, I just want to know the team. I want to know the city. I want to know the sport. I want to know the league. All right? So, and it also shows kind of like what you're thinking about what potentially this area needs. Would your team even be in this area? 1-844-477-3776. That number again is 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. All you have to do is put ESPN as the first word of your text, and then away you go. Rachel Mann tweets in to that Wofford fan who texted in, F you all the time. That's actually not a bad thing to say. So we have a texter that says their franchise is coming in. They would have a baseball team called the Palmetto Moons. She says it could lead to some interesting logos and mascots. The Palmetto Moons baseball team. What level of baseball are we talking about here? Single A, double A, triple A, Major League Baseball? I am not passing any judgment today. I'm simply tapping into your creative minds as to the teams that you would want and what cities they would be playing in, so on and so forth. The Palmetto Moons, Lonzo, can you think of the branding potential there?
They're talking about Jupiter's moons type thing, right? They're not talking about anything else.
So I think they're talking about a full moon.
Well, yeah. I mean, our moon is a lovely thing, especially on a summer night or when it's a crimson moon and it's kind of red. It's really
my
cool.
Moon is a little bit lovelier than yours, Lonzo. I just want you to know.
We live on the same planet, so I don't okay. I don't understand where you're going with that.
Okay. Let's see here. A texter says, Mark, that day at the barbershop, Lonzo and yourself had a discussion about COVID-19 and the necessity of shutting things down. You talked like it was necessary. Yeah, I did. I did talk like it was necessary, and I believe that to be the case. It seems like that texter's text is going to continue here. Tell Rachel to come F with me while watching the Terriers. See, now we're getting into fighting words here, Rachel. This is going off the rails here very, very quickly. Very, very quickly. A texter says NFL team. He wants an NFL team. You ready for this? The Simpsonville Murder Hornets. Are they even in Simpsonville? Has anybody actually seen a murder hornet around here? They're in Washington, but I don't think anybody's seen one here, have they? The Simpsonville Murder Hornets. All right, Lonzo, you can have any team you want. All right? Any team you want. What city are they playing in? What sports are they playing? What is the team name here?
All right, I am going with the NFL. It's the Greenville Gargantuans, and they will play in the NFC South and will automatically be better than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The Greenville Gargantuans. How did you settle on that?
I just saw Diesel, and I was picturing him as a giant and his beard being unkempt, and that's exactly what the logo would look like.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so this texter says, you know, that day at the barbershop, you and Lonzo had a discussion about COVID-19, the necessity of shutting things down. You talked like it was necessary for health concerns. Lonzo talked like it wasn't, and it was bad for sports and your industry. I think Lonzo won that argument. Guys, honestly, haven't we all lost? I mean, like, I don't really think there's a right and a wrong here. I still think there's necessarily not a right or a wrong here. It's just about give and take, and we're kind of in a catch-22 with what we do, right? You know, I have asked people, like, okay, if we were just going to open back up again, why did we shut down to begin with? I have asked people that question. But I don't know, you know, look, if I need to tip the cap to Lonzo on this, I will. But I don't necessarily believe there is a – I think we're all losers in this, if I'm honest with you. You know, and to have that big blow right at the very beginning where we lost March Madness the day that we were out at V's, which was somewhere right around the middle of March, maybe like – I think it was March 12th. We lost March Madness, and that was like the big bomb that dropped. You know, Lonzo, that was now a couple years ago. And I'm walking that one back. Can you hear it, Lonzo? Walking it back.
Yeah, especially since it was a couple months ago, a couple years ago.
A couple months ago. That's right. And it just was totally surreal. It was a totally surreal situation. I remember being there at V's and thinking to myself, it felt like I was in some sort of dream. How many of you have felt like you're in a dream the last 2 or 3 months here? You know, as it was building up, and it was a slow build up, right? I mean, it was just, we kind of, the end of January, we were hearing about it. In February, it was like, please don't come here. In March, it was like, it's here. And then in the middle of March, everything is done. You know, you had the NBA player test positive, Rudy Gobert test positive, and then the whole league shut down. Because we weren't ready for it logistically at that point. We didn't have the testing. We didn't have the organization. We didn't have the planning. We didn't know, you know, where we were going to go. It really seemed to catch us all by surprise, didn't it? All right. Texter says, give me the Carolina COVID. We want to be as deadly as advertised, but we get a lot of press like we are badasses. I'm giving you guys the chance to crown and name your own expansion franchise in any sport. Your sport, your city, your team name, all of the above. Your calls, your texts, your tweets are welcome. Coming up next, though, the NFL has released a set of power rankings after the draft, after free agency. I'll tell you what I think about that. That is coming your way next, right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's Offsides with Mark and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate. Was in a very kind of happy-go-lucky mood, and then we kind of got a bomb dropped on us here, and it wasn't all that welcome. It wasn't pleasant, to say the least. But look, sometimes it is our job to report the news. This comes from Furman University. Dear Furman Athletics family, I hope that this note finds you and your families in good health and in good spirits during these challenging times. I'm looking forward to welcoming our student athletes, coaches, and staff, and you, our passionate supporters, back to campus to cheer on the Paladins. I am writing to you today regarding the difficult but necessary decisions announced a few minutes ago by President Elizabeth Davis. For those of you who have not yet read her message, President Davis announced numerous cost-saving measures across the university to help mitigate the significant financial challenges created by the COVID-19 pandemic. Among the immediate measures is a reduction in the number of varsity sports that Furman Athletics will sponsor, as well as a reduction in the overall number of scholarships that we award annually. In addition, head coaches Clay Hendricks and Bob Ritchie and I will take a voluntary 10% reduction in pay for the next year, while other members of our department have volunteered for salary reductions or will be placed on furlough for varying lengths of time. President Davis has volunteered to take a 20% reduction in her pay for the same time period. Before I arrived at Furman last summer, university leadership was in the late stages of developing a comprehensive long-term strategy for Furman Athletics. These discussions considered fiscal sustainability, the student-athlete experience, the competitiveness of our programs, and the university's continued investments and focus on its academic programs. Furman could not continue to sponsor 20 varsity sports programs and support the number of current student scholarships with the ever-increasing costs of intercollegiate athletics and still continue to provide a competitive world-class experience for all of our student-athletes. Furman, which has the third smallest enrollment of the 10 Southern Conference schools, had the highest number of varsity sports, student-athletes, and athletic scholarships in the conference. While we're in the final stages of deciding on a path forward, the COVID-19 pandemic struck and the necessity for more immediate action was clear, as revenues for both the university as a whole as well as for the athletics department have already and will continue to decline significantly. The university retained national consultants, including athletics finance experts, to advise us on how best to move forward. In the end, the decision was made to no longer sponsor baseball and men's lacrosse, and to reduce the number of athletic scholarships offered from 200 to 155 over a five-year period, which will save the university up to $5 million annually in future years, but continue to allow our remaining 18 athletic programs to be competitive. The Board of Trustees, President Davis, and I all support this decision. My heart breaks for those student athletes and coaches impacted by today's decisions. Furman will honor all of the impacted student athlete scholarships through their undergraduate careers at Furman. Should a student athlete seek to continue his athletics career at another institution, Furman will assist in any way possible, and we will do all that we can to help our affected coaches and staff transition to another institution to continue their careers. This is a difficult day for Furman Athletics. We are all proud of our rich history and tradition and of every student athlete who has worn a Paladin uniform and coach who has led a Furman team. The legacy of Furman baseball and men's lacrosse will be remembered and celebrated in the future, although our immediate focus is on supporting our student athletes and coaches impacted by today's decisions. We will push forward together with a strong 18-sport athletics department that demonstrates academic excellence, financial stability, gender equity, and sustainable competitive success with an emphasis on revenue generation and philanthropic support. Thank you for all your understanding and for your continued commitment to Furman Athletics. Together, we will not only make it through the challenges ahead, but we will thrive. Please stay well. Sincerely, Jason Donnelly, Director of Athletics at Furman University. It's shocking. It really is shocking. I'm getting a lot of tweets on this right now, people chiming in. Michael Stathakis sounds pretty upset about it, honestly. He says this one hits close to home. We're incredibly close to FU baseball, its coaches and players. There are 5.1 million people in South Carolina. There have been 8,000 cases. The kids losing their dream, these coaches losing their jobs, and these programs going away. You know, it seems like Michael Stathakis is saying, you know, I don't want to speak for him, but when he says there's 5.1 million people here and 8,000 cases, you wonder if he means that, you know, it didn't have to be this way. I don't want to speak for him, but you wonder if that's what he's saying. And the answer is that I don't know if it had to be this way. But I think the answer is probable that if you have any pandemic, that, you know, things like this are going to happen. I'm just very, very surprised that it happens so fast, so quickly. And I'm also wondering, and I don't have the finances for Furman in front of me right now, but I'm wondering why you couldn't just pause these sports for a couple of years. You know, why you couldn't say, okay, well, we're not going to run these for, we'll have these back up and operational once our finances are back where we expect them to be. There are financial decisions that are made here that are, you know, that people can't even comprehend. And so when you're at home and I'm at home and local businesses are shutting their doors, some permanently, you know, you wonder why. And I've actually spoken to some local business owners in this area that are actually, Lonzo, they were losing $800 a day or more in rent while, you know, they still had to pay their rent. They still had to pay their utility bills and they weren't allowed to be open. And I don't know about you, but how many days in a row can you afford to lose $800, right? Before you say, I can't do this anymore. And now I am so much in the hole that I can't afford to continue it again. Certainly this is surprising. Certainly it's sad. You know, I don't know that this is really the time or place to be playing the rivalry. We got this rivalry guy saying, "What a bunch of quitters the Paladins are! Go Terriers!" You know, I don't know that that's in good taste right now. Rachel Mann says to the Wofford puppy, "Come hither." It's just a sad day, man. It's a sad day, and you'd be kidding yourself if you weren't saying to yourself, "What's next? What's next? Are the Swamp Rabbits safe? Are the Triumph safe? Are the Drive safe?" I have been reading articles about the possible dissolving of minor league baseball teams in this crisis, in this pandemic. These are not things that any of us want to think about, but it's the current reality of the situation, folks. In any case, you can use this show as a sounding board for your emotions, your feelings, your honest takes. And with the news today that Furman's moving on from baseball, moving on from lacrosse, does that make you worried about other programs? How does this make you feel? You can chime in, 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. This is Offsides right here on ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate, following the developing story that Furman has done away with their baseball program, done away with their lacrosse program on what is turning into a gloomy Monday here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate. I'm really happy we had the Senior Sports Spotlight before this news came down, because all you can say is it's a bummer. And, you know, whenever people get upset, they, in today's day and age, and I don't know why this is, but everyone looks to point fingers. And we have Mall Cop tweeting into the show and texting into the show, and he says, "Band boy, if it wasn't for beta males like yourself, the hype and hysteria of this little virus would not be taking over the common sense of the sports world." You know, look, man, we don't have any playbook on this thing. Okay, it's really easy to say should have done this, could have done that. There's a lot of people that feel like we could have done a lot better job preventing the virus from getting into this country, right? So where is the truth in all of this? It always lies somewhere in the middle. As somebody who's a centrist, as somebody who's in the middle on a lot of things politically, you know, it's hard to know what to believe, what to think. You know, I have friends that are blaming Trump for everything happening here, that are saying that he's responsible for 90,000 people passing away. I have other friends that are Trump supporters that point to what he did shutting down incoming travel from China and preventing this from being potentially far worse than it was. You know, who's to say? We don't have a playbook on this thing. And I don't think that that finger pointing and blaming and, you know, name calling, I don't think that gets us anywhere, right? All we can do is to behave smartly and to live smartly, and to support one another and try to make the best decisions we can with something that we've never dealt with before. You know, the worst thing that we can do right now is politicize this. That's the absolute worst thing we can do, because the virus doesn't care. The virus really doesn't care. Mark Ryan Cotton Pickin account says Furman has a $703 million endowment as of 2018. Probably a pause would have been better, says Mark Ryan Cotton Pickin account. You know, what are the reasons there? They have a $703 million endowment per this tweeter. Where's the validity there? Is this something they absolutely had to do? Why couldn't they have pressed pause? Why did they have to go the route that they went? Who knows? But it's a sad day for Furman Sports, nonetheless. And there's really nothing else to say about it, man. It's just a sad day for Furman Athletics. Greenville's team, let's be honest, this is Greenville's college, Furman Athletics, and it's a sad day all the way around. This is Offsides right here on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.